This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
These are dark times, there is no denying.
It could be possible that a person is in some shisha lounge. It could be possible that a person could be selling drugs. It could be possible that a person could be listening to Snoop Dogg. It could be possible that a person could be at home chilling out on his iPad or his iPhone. And all of a sudden, Allah will say to Israfil al-Islam to blow through the horn. This angel is such that his eyes are fixed on the throne of the Creator. This angel is such that he does not blink. Why? Fearing that he'll miss the command of Allah. And when he blows, he will blow. And he'll give it such a blow that every single thing in the universe will come to an end. The K2, the Himalayas, the Everest, they will turn into dust. The sound of the horn is so terrifying. The earth will be like a vessel in the ocean getting battered by tornadoes from all directions. The sound of the horn is so terrifying that mother who's got a baby in her stomach that is 6 months pregnant, 7 months pregnant, she will drop her load, she will miscarry her baby. Why? Because the sound of the horn is so terrifying that you will see on that day that child is only 16 years old, 17 years old, 18 years old, his face will turn wrinkly, his hair will turn white, he will look like a person who's over 100. Why? Because this is the day of reckoning.
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الحبيب المرسلين محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Dear respected brothers, sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. After praising Allah the Almighty and sending salutations on the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I begin by thanking IslamNet and Al Qadr Media for giving me this opportunity to convey the message of Allah and his messenger Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As I pray to the Almighty Allah, the Allah accepts my efforts in delivering this message. As I pray to the Almighty Allah, the Allah accepts your lot's efforts in listening to this message. I begin by saying, justice will not be done to this title. December 14th, 1503, a kafira, she gave birth to an antichrist. The hadith recorded by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, the companion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, Wallahi, by Allah, the day of judgment will not come until 30 antichrists, 30 liars will appear, and the final one will be the one-eyed liar. The hadith recorded by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim in their Sahih, on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he says that each one of them will claim to be a prophet of Allah. My brothers, if you remember, many false prophets have come and gone. Whether it was Musaylama, whether it was Sajja, whether it was Saf, whether it was Abu Mansur, whether it was Rashid Khalifa, whether it was Muhammad ibn Sa'id, whether it was Mukhtar, whether it was Jasmine, whether it was Dr. York, whether it was Rashid Khalifa, whether it was Ghulam Ahmed Kafir, and the one that France gave birth to was to this evil guy, Nostradamus. And if you remember, this guy made the media big time. He made the newspapers big time. Why? Because his prediction and his predictions that the world is going to come to an end. Now, in spite of the fact the majority of his predictions proved to be wrong, in spite of this, many Muslims and non-Muslims alike believed that the world it was going to end on that day that he predicted. Did the world end? No. Yet again, you had the millennium. Muslims and non-Muslims alike started to believe that the world is going to come to an end on the turn of the millennium, to such an extent that the disbelievers, they left their houses, they left their dwellings, and they migrated to Palestine. Why? Because they believed that on the turn of the millennium, it will bring with it the dissension of Isa alayhi salam. Thus there will be a great war and the world will come to an end. Did the world end? No. Yet again you have the fitna of the 21st century, 2012. Many Muslims and non-Muslims alike started to believe that the world is going to come to an end on the 21st of December. The Muslims who say, we believe in the Almighty Allah, we are Muslims, but in spite of this, they are sending text messages, they are sending emails, whether it's through Facebook, whether it's through these BB pins, they are warning people that the world is going to come to an end. In spite of the verses of the Quran, where Allah says, O Muhammad, they ask you regarding the hour. Tell them, its knowledge is only with the Almighty Allah. In spite of the verses of the Quran, where Allah says, O Muhammad, they ask you regarding the hour. Tell them, there is not the business of any prophet to tell them its timing. Why? Because no prophet knows when Qiyamah will take place. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said
the five things, and his knowledge is only with the Almighty Allah. And one out of the five is the hour. So bear in mind, no Musaylama, no Sajja, no Saf, no Abu Mansur, no Rashid Khalifa, no Ghulam Ahmad, no Harun Yahya knows when Qiyamah will take place. Why? Because his knowledge is only with the Almighty Allah. But one thing is for certain, that the hour is around the corner. Why? Because Allah says, what do you know? Perhaps the hour is near. Likewise, Allah says, the Qiyamah has come close and the moon has split. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the day of judgment, it will not take place until killing, killing, killing will be on the increase. Isn't this the case today? He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the day of judgment, it will not take place until you will see tornadoes will be on the increase. Isn't this the case today? He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the day of judgment, it will not take place until you will see the latter part of this ummah, they will curse the former part of this ummah. Isn't this the case today? That you have a group of animals who are going around and calling the likes of Abu Bakr and Umar the dogs of hell. These people have gone to such an extent that they will write the name of Abu Bakr and Umar on their slippers. These people have gone to such an extent that if their daughter's name was Aisha, they will grab her and they will throw her in an oven and they will burn her alive. These people have gone to such an extent that they will spit at the graves of Abu Bakr and Umar. These people have gone to such an extent that they will name their donkeys Abu Bakr and Umar. In spite of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying regarding Abu Bakr that if I had a best friend, then it would have been Abu Bakr. In spite of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying regarding Umar radiallahu anhu, O Umar, you do not walk on the street except that shaitan sees you and turns directions. In spite of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that the best of generations is my generation and the generation who follows them and the generation who follows them. In spite of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he says that backbiting and slandering cuts away the iman just the way a shepherd knocks a leaf of a tree. In spite of this, these people have gone to that extent that they will gun your children down if their names were Abu Bakr or Umar. How truthful is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said that the day of judgment will not take place until the latter part of this ummah will curse the former part of this ummah. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the day of judgment will not take place until children will be filled with rage. Isn't this the case today? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the day of judgment, it will not take place until you will see people will compete in building tall lofty buildings. Isn't this the case today? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the day of judgment will not take place until you will see the women, they will have their hair like the humps of camels. Isn't this the case today? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the day of judgment will not take place until you will see days will pass quickly. Isn't this the case today? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the day of judgment, it will not take place until you will see weeks will pass quickly. Isn't this the case today? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the day of judgment, it will not take place until years pass quickly. Isn't this the case today? But in spite of this, you and I will live a life of disobedience, we live a life of sin. Your actions are saying, my actions are saying that we do not believe in the day of judgment. I ask, Did any of the previous nations remain? Did the people of Ad remain? Did the people of Thamud remain? Did any of the previous nations remain? No. Why? Because every soul shall taste death. My brothers, I ask, did you know a day will come that you will have a Muslima? She will become a Murtada and she will take her daughters to the church and baptize them. I ask, did you know a day will come that you will have a child and this child will drug her mother and father at night and she will go out clubbing? I ask, did you know a day will come that an 11 years old child will come home one day and he will rape his own two little sisters and he will say that I've learned this in school? I ask, did you know a day will come that you will have a child who will try to behead his own father? I ask, did you know a day will come like this? Did you know a day will come that there will be hundreds of Muslim men and hundreds of Muslim women come the day of Eid and they will hire out a hotel and they will commit zina right through the night? I ask, did you know a day will come that you will have a Muslim who will come the day of Eid, who will stand on top of his car and spill all vodka all over him and he will be saying the takbir? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a time will come that the people will be from the worst of people, and all of a sudden their faces will be transformed into monkeys and pigs. The stones that destroyed the people of Lut, the same stones will descend and destroy these people. The same winds, the same tornadoes that destroyed the people of Ad, the same tornadoes will descend and destroy these people. And the earth will open and he will take them in, and down they will go right till the day of judgment. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for 40 years there'll be no iman, whether it's here in Norway, whether it's in UK, whether it's in America, whether it's in Chechnya, whether it's in Bosnia, whether it's in Syria, there'll be no iman. And then bear this in mind, it could be possible that as we see these people sitting, you are sitting and listening to a reminder, it could be possible that a person is in some shisha lounge. It could be possible that a person could be selling drugs. It could be possible that a person could be listening to Snoop Dogg. It could be possible that a person could be at home chilling out on his iPad or his iPhone. And all of a sudden, Allah will say to Israfil alayhi salam to blow through the horn, this angel is such that his eyes are fixed on the throne of the Creator. This angel is such that he does not blink. Why? Fearing that he'll miss the command of Allah. And when he blows, he will blow and he'll give it such a blow that every single thing in the universe will come to an end. The K2, the Himalayas, the Everest, they will turn into dust. The sound of the horn is so terrifying. The earth will be like a vessel in the ocean getting battered by tornadoes from all directions. The sound of the horn is so terrifying. That mother who's got a baby in her stomach, that is 6 months pregnant, 7 months pregnant, she will drop her load. She will miscarry her baby. Why? Because the sound of the horn. The sound of the horn is so terrifying that you will see on that day that child is only 16 years old, 17 years old, 18 years old. His face will turn wrinkly. His hair will turn white. He will look like a person who's over 100. Why? Because this is the day of reckoning. And when this is taking place, you will see the mother who's got a child, she won't remember that she had a child. Why? Because the sound of the horn. The sound of the horn is so terrifying that you will see mankind will be in a drunken state, but in reality they won't be drunk. The hadith of Abu Huraira comes to mind that the shaitan and his army, they will begin to run and they will begin to hide. They will begin to run and they will begin to hide, but on that day there is no refuge. They will look above them, and what would they see? The sky will look like the black filth of oil, and it will crack piece by piece. The earth beneath them, it will crack piece by piece. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Picture this in your mind. The oceans, they will explode from their places. They will explode from their places. They'll be on fire on that day. The stars will lose their shine, and they'll come crashing down, and there'll be darkness everywhere. And when there's darkness everywhere, the angel of death, it will say to Allah, "Oh Allah, all those are in the heaven and all those are in the world, they have come to an end except for all those who you wish to remain alive." Allah will say, "Who remains?" And the angel of death will say, "Oh Allah, Jibril remains, Israfil remains, Mikael remains, and the angels who are carrying your throne, they remain." And then Allah the Almighty will say, "Let death come to Jibril, let death come to Mikael, let death come to Israfil, and let death come to all those angels who are carrying my throne." And then Allah the Almighty will say, "Tell me, who remains?" And the angel of death will say, "Oh Allah, I remain and you remain." Allah the Almighty will say that "I created you for a purpose. Today you have fulfilled your purpose. You also die, and he will die." Then Allah the Almighty, he will roll up all the heavens in his hands. He will roll up all the worlds in his hands. And Allah the Almighty will say, "I am the Almighty Allah. I am the Almighty Allah. For whom is the divine rule today? For whom is the power today? For whom is the kingdom today? I am the King of all kings. Where are your dictators? Where are your oppressors?" No one will answer, and only Allah will answer. And Allah will say, "Power is for Allah. Might is for Allah, the one, the only, the irresistible." The hadith states that the earth will be made flat, stretched like rubber. And Allah the Almighty will order the heavens to rain, and it will rain for 40 days until the water reaches 12 cubi. And when the water reaches 12 cubi, Allah the Almighty will say, "Jibril, Mikael, Israfil, Malak al-Maut, come to life." And they will all come to life. Then the souls of the believers will be born. They'll be bright and shiny. Then the souls of the disbelievers will be born, and they'll be dark and murky. And Allah the Almighty will place the souls in the horn and order Israfil alayhi salam to blow through the horn. And when he blows, he will give it such a blow that the souls will come out like the swarm of bees. They will cover the heavens and the earth, and they will enter the bodies, and everybody will be resurrected. Everybody will be resurrected. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that you will die the way you lived, and you will be resurrected the way you died. Allahu Akbar. Picture this in your mind. The one who done wudu with perfection, he'll be on the plane of resurrection in such manner. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. There'll be light covering his hands. There'll be light covering his arms. There'll be light covering his face. There'll be light covering his head. There'll be light covering his feet. There'll be light in front of him, light behind him, light on the left, light on the right. He'll be surrounded by light. Allahu Akbar. Then comes the Hujjaj on the plane of resurrection. They'll be resurrected in such manner. They'll be saying, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. There'll be light in front of them, light behind them, light on the left, light on the right. They'll be surrounded by light. Allahu Akbar. The one, the Mujahideen, the one who sacrificed his life for the Almighty Allah, he'll be on the plane of resurrection in such manner. He'll be holding his own limbs. He'll be holding his own intestines. Allahu Akbar. There'll be light in front of him, light behind him, light on the left, light on the right. They'll be surrounded by light. Then comes the Muazzin. He'll be on the plane of resurrection in such manner that he'll be saying the Adhan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. There'll be light in front of him, light behind him, light on the left, light on the right. He'll be surrounded by light. Now comes the junkie, now comes the druggie, now comes the crackhead, now comes the smackhead, now comes the weedhead. He'll be on the plane of resurrection in such manner that the crack, the smack, the weed will be wrapped around his neck. His tongue will come down towards his waist like a thirsty dog. Between his skin and his flesh, there'll be snakes and scorpions biting him. He'll be made to wear the slippers of hell. They'll make his brain bubble like a boiling water in a kettle. There'll be darkness in front of him. There'll be darkness behind him. There'll be darkness on the left. There'll be darkness on the right. He'll be surrounded by darkness. Allahu Akbar. The one who did not pray, the one who refrained to stand in front of the Almighty Allah, the one who refrained to go into ruku for the Almighty Allah, the one who refused to go in sujood for the Almighty Allah, he'll be on the plane of resurrection in such manner that he'll be raised with Fir'aun. Allahu Akbar, the two-faced guy, he'll be on the plane of resurrection in such manner. The hadith states that he'll have two physical faces. In another narration, he'll have two tongues made out of fire. The oppressor will be on the plane of resurrection in such manner. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He'll be so much darkness. So much darkness. That if he was to place his hands in front of his face, he will not be able to see his own hands. The guy who's got two wives, he'll be on the plane of resurrection in such manner. If he does not deal with them justly, his body will be made in two halves. Allahu Akbar. The one who backbites, his face will be transformed into a monkey. The one who deals in haram, he'll be on the plane of resurrection in such manner that his face will be transformed into a pig. The thief on that day, the thief on that day, he'll be on the plane of resurrection in such manner, whatever he robbed, it'll be surrounding him. The guy who likes wearing gold, the young kid, the guy who likes wearing gold, the gold chains, the gold rings, the bracelets, the gold teeth, he'll be on the plane of resurrection if he dies in this day, that the gold will be transformed into fire on that day. The one who's got money and does not give zakah, he'll be on the plane of resurrection in such manner that a snake will be wrapped around his neck. Allahu Akbar. Loads, many people will be resurrected according to their sins. Some will be sweating up to their ankles. Some will be sweating up to their knees. Some will be sweating up to their collarbones. Some will be drowned in their own sweat. No hope, no nothing. They'll be naked. They'll be barefooted. And they'll be uncircumcised. They will be screaming. They'll be cramped together. Fortunate is that person who finds a place to stand on the plane of resurrection. They'll be screaming. They'll be shouting. No hope, no nothing. Their tears will begin to flow. Their tears will begin to flow. Their tears will run out. And blood will begin to flow from their eyes. Allahu Akbar. The sun will be above their heads. No hope, no nothing. For 50 years, they will remain like this. For 50 years they will remain like this. No hope, no nothing. They will go to Adam al-Islam and they will say to Adam al-Islam, intercede for us, intercede for us, intercede for us. Adam al-Islam will say, the Allah the Almighty, he's angry like never before. I do not know what will happen to me. Go towards Nuh al-Islam. They will go towards Nuh al-Islam and they will say to Nuh al-Islam, intercede for us, intercede for us, intercede for us, intercede for us. Nuh al-Islam will say, Allah the Almighty is angry like never before. I do not know what will happen to me. Go towards Ibrahim al-Islam. They will go towards Ibrahim al-Islam and they will say to Ibrahim al-Islam, intercede for us, intercede for us, intercede for us, intercede for us. And he will say that Allah the Almighty is angry like never before. I do not know what will happen to me. Go towards Musa al-Islam. They will go towards Musa al-Islam. And they will say to Musa, intercede for us, intercede for us, intercede for us. Musa al-Islam will say, Allah the Almighty is angry like never before. I do not know what will happen to me. Go towards Isa al-Islam. They will go towards Isa al-Islam. And they will say to Isa al-Islam, intercede for us, intercede for us, intercede for us, intercede for us. Isa al-Islam will say, Allah the Almighty is angry like never before. I do not know what will happen to me. Go towards Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will go towards Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they will say to him, intercede for us, intercede for us, intercede for us. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede and his intercession will be accepted. And then Allah the Almighty will descend in a manner befitting Allah. Allah will descend in a manner befitting Allah on the plane of resurrection. A big explosion will take place. A big explosion will take place. And the first heaven will break into pieces. And the angels of the first heaven will descend in their numbers. They'll be big. They'll be stronger. And they will encircle the plane of resurrection. They will outnumber mankind and jinnkind put together. Then the second explosion will take place. And the angels of the second heaven will descend in their numbers. Allahu Akbar, they'll be bigger. They'll be stronger. They'll be praising Allah. And they will encircle the plane of resurrection. They will outnumber the angels before them, mankind, jinnkind put together. And then the angels of the third heaven will descend. They'll be bigger. They'll be stronger. They'll be praising Allah. And they will encircle the plane of resurrection. And they will outnumber the angels before them, mankind, jinnkind put together. The angels of the fourth will descend. The angels of the fifth will descend. The angels of the sixth will descend. The angels of the seventh will descend. They'll be bigger. They'll be stronger. They'll be praising Allah. And they will encircle the plane of resurrection. And they will outnumber the angels before them, mankind, jinnkind put together. And then Allah the Almighty will descend in a manner befitting Allah. There's eight angels who will be carrying Allah's throne on that day. One angel is so big that his feet is on the lowest earth and his shoulder is above the highest heaven. And the throne of the Creator is upon their shoulders. And Allah the Almighty will say to these angels, I created you for a purpose. You have fulfilled your purpose. Do you know why I created you? Do you know why I created you? And the angels will reply by saying, oh Allah, you know best. Then Allah will say, I created you that you carry my throne. You have fulfilled your purpose today. Ask for any power today and you'll be given it. And the first angel will say, "Oh Allah, give me the power of the water." The other angel will ask, "Oh Allah, give me the power of the winds." The other angel will ask, "Oh Allah, give me the power of the earth." And the other angel will ask, "Oh Allah, give me the power of the heavens." And it'll be given it. Then Allah the Almighty will say, "Lift my throne. Lift my throne." But they will not be able to do so. Allah the Almighty will say, "Say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah." And when they say this, they will lift Allah's throne and Allah will descend in a manner befitting Allah. Now judgment starts. Allah the Almighty will say to Jibreel, "Bring the fire of hell to me. Bring the fire of hell to me." The narration states, 70,000 bridles will be around the fire of hell. On each bridle, there'll be 70,000 angels that'll be controlling the fire of hell. And they will be dragging the fire of hell. Why? Because the fire of hell will be angry like never before. It is surrounded by four walls. One wall is so thick, they will take a person 40 years just to cover his thickness. The color of the fire of hell, it was kindled for 1,000 years and it turned to the color red. Then it was kindled for another 1,000 years and it turned from the color red, white. Then it was kindled for another 1,000 years. Then it turned from the color white, black. And Allah the Almighty, He will make the moon and the sun into pieces and He will throw it into the fire of hell to intense its heat. And when the fire of hell, when He sees mankind, it will rage towards mankind. It will roar towards mankind. Everyone on the plane of resurrection, they will drop on their knees. To such an extent that Ibrahim alayhi salam will say, "Oh Allah, show mercy on me, I am your friend." Then the fire of hell, it will leap again towards mankind. It will rage towards mankind. Yet again, everyone on the plane of resurrection, they will fall on their knees. Then again, the fire of hell, it will rage the third time. It will roar towards mankind. Everyone on the plane of resurrection will fall flat on their faces, looking with the corner of their eyes, fearing that the fire of hell will take them. And then Allah the Almighty will say to the fire of hell, "Speak." And the fire of hell will say, "I swear there is no God worthy of worship except you, O Allah. I, the fire of hell, will take revenge today from all those people who lived a life of disobedience." The narration states, a neck will come out from the fire of hell. It'll have eyes and it will have a mouth. And the fire of hell will say that I have been assigned to take three people. Number one, the arrogant. Number two, those who give trouble to Allah and His Messenger. Number three, those who make pictures. The narration states, first the fire of hell will say that I've been assigned to take out all those people who are arrogant. And he will take them out of their lines, just as a bird picks up sesame seeds. Then the fire of hell will say, that I have been assigned to take out all those people who give trouble to Allah and His Messenger. And it will pick them out from their lines, just as a bird picks up sesame seeds. Then the fire of hell will say, I have been assigned to take out all those people who make pictures, who draw pictures. And he will pick them out of their lines, just as a bird picks up sesame seeds. Allahu Akbar. Then Allah the Almighty will begin to judge the animals. One by one, Allah will judge them. And once the judgment is over, Allah will say, turn into dust. They will turn into dust. And now, Allah the Almighty will deal with mankind. Starting with the prophets of Allah, Allah will say, bring the preserved tablet. The preserved tablet will be brought. Allah will say to it, where is the Zabur? Where is the Torah? Where is the Injil? Where is the Quran? And it will say that Jibreel has copied it from me. Jibreel has copied it from me. Allah the Almighty will say and call for Jibreel. And Jibreel will be born on the plane of resurrection. He'll be born on the plane. And Allah will say, tell me, what did you do with my books? What did you do with the Zabur? What did you do with the Torah? What did you do with the Injil? And what did you do with the Quran? Allahu Akbar. The narration states that Jibreel will be shaking. It'll be shaking. Why? Because he knows that Allah the Almighty is angry like never before. And Jibreel will say, I gave the Zabur to Dawood alayhi salam. I gave the Torah to Musa alayhi salam. And I gave the Injil to Isa alayhi salam. And I gave the Quran to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then Allah the Almighty will say, bring Nuh alayhi salam to me. This messenger will be born. And Allah the Almighty will say that my angel has informed me that you are from amongst the messengers. Does he speak the truth? And Nuh alayhi salam will say, oh Allah, he speaks truth. Allah will say, what did you do with my message? And he will say, oh Allah, day and night I called them towards Tawheed. Oh Allah, they refused. Allah the Almighty will say, bring his people to me. Their people will be born. And Allah the Almighty will say that my messenger has claimed that he has delivered the message. Does he speak the truth? And his people will say, oh Allah, he's a liar. If this is the outcome of the prophets on that day, that their own people will say statements like this against them, tell me, what chance do you and I stand? One by one, the messengers will get judged. One by one, everyone from the beginning of time right till the day of judgment, they'll be resurrected. And Allah the Almighty will judge them. There'll be two groups on that day. Those who receive the records in the right hand and those who receive the records in the left hand. Those who receive the records in their left hand, they will be the inhabitants of the fire of hell. And those who receive the records in the right hand, they will be the inhabitants of Jannah. And who Allah has decreed for him to be in the fire of hell, Allah will say, take him, chain his hands, chain his feet. 70,000 angels will descend with chains. The narration of Ibn Kathir states, the chains will go from his back private part and come out from his nostrils, and he will be wrapped around, and he will be dragged, and he will be thrown in the fire of hell. He who lives a life of disobedience, indeed Allah will disgrace him like this. But remember, on that day there'll be a bridge sharper than a knife, thin as hair. There'll be thorns coming out, spikes, slippery. There'll be angels on both sides with hooks made out of fire. Some will pass on that day like the flash of lightning. Others will pass like wind. Allahu Akbar, there'll be some people, they'll slip and they'll make a cross. And the others, they will try to make this crossing. They will slip and the fire of hell will eat them. Those who make it across, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam will open the gates of Jannah, and billions and trillions of people will enter into Jannah. But remember one thing, never, never forget, we have a Allah that will forgive our sins. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that if you committed sins that reach the mountains, you return to Allah and Allah will forgive your sins. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that if you've committed sins that cover the whole earth and you return to Allah and Allah will forgive your sins. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that if you committed sins that numbered the sand in the desert, you return to Allah and Allah will forgive your sins. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that if you've committed sins that numbered the froth on the ocean, you return to Allah and Allah will forgive your sins. I begun by saying justice will not be done to this title. I end by saying justice has not been done to this title. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.